Welcome to Finance Rules, the Eagenberger and Weiner Financial News Radio Show. This is a monthly podcast show that offers insights into some of the top trends happening in today's financial markets. I'm financial advisor Sheldon Weiner, a founding partner at Eagenberger and Weiner, and along with my partners Brian Beatty and Michael Egan, and several of our advisors at the firm, we'll be looking forward to sharing our thoughts with you. Asking questions in each episode will be Hope Katz Gibbs, founder of the Incandescent Radio Show. Today, I'm going to talk about the do's and don'ts for taking money out of your retirement accounts. And now I'll hand it over to Hope.
Thank you so much, Sheldon. Before we dive into that topic, let's start off by having me introduce you to our listeners. With nearly four decades of experience in the financial industry, Sheldon Weiner started his career after attending the University of Maryland and graduating from Hartford Insurance Company School of Advanced Underwriting. He earned the Life Underwriters Training Council Fellow designation, a mouthful, and served as president of the Creative Financial Programs, Inc. Sheldon has more than 10 years of experience as a teacher and lecturer for various educational institutions in the area, and he's an active member of the Financial Planning Association. He currently lives in Olney, Maryland with his wife, Sharon. They have two grown children and three grandchildren who are the apples of his eye. So now, let's talk about the do's and don'ts for taking money out of your retirement accounts. So as you've explained this to me, Sheldon, this is the scenario. You get a new job after, or you are retiring after a long and successful career, so you have the champagne and festivities, and then comes the big decision of what happens to your defined contribution plan. So, what are the choices?
The first thing that normally happens is you sit down in your human resource office with an exit interview. And for any of you who have ever been through this interview, you sit down with a stack of papers that's 4, 5, 6 inches thick, and you have a few minutes to rush through and fill them out. And one of the papers will say, what do you want to do with your 401k? If you don't answer that properly, it could cost you a lot of money and heartache in the future.
What are some options?
Okay. Well, the first option, of course, is leaving the funds where they are, if allowed. Not all companies do allow that. The problem with that is many times 401ks can be expensive, the internal charges can be higher, the plan might be too aggressive or too conservative for your tastes, sometimes beneficiary designations aren't set up the way you want them, so while it might seem the easiest thing to do, it's really not the right thing to do for most people.
So what's option number two?
Okay, you of course can take monthly withdrawals, annuitize it. That often works well. It's what our parents and grandparents used to do, but it does often put you on a fixed income, which nobody likes to be on a fixed income.
And then option three you have is to transfer your plan into your new company's plan, if that's allowed. What are the pros and cons there?
Well, most companies do allow it. Some do not. Basically, again, the new plan has the same restrictions your old plan does. It may be have extra charges, sales charges. It may be too aggressive. It may be too conservative. You may have problems with beneficiary designations. Really, all the same plans that you had with, possibly had with your old 401k.
Okay. And then another option is, of course, to take company stock if that's available. Do the pro and con list there, too.
Absolutely. Many companies today give company stock in your own company. And no matter how good the company is, you never know what's going to happen in the future. So this stock may go up, it may go down, but it is a big problem that you're not there anymore. And if you're not at your old company, it can't be as good as it used to be when you were there. The other problem is taxes. If you have company stock in the plan and you sell it while it's in the 401k, you are taxed at capital gains rates, which is 15%. As soon as you move it to the IRA and then sell it, you are then taxed at your income level, which should be substantially higher than capital gains. So that costs you money.
Okay. So how about taking a lump sum distribution? What are the problems with that option?
Well, the main thing is that's what Uncle Sam wants you to do. You take a lump sum, you immediately owe taxes on that. So, and maybe even a penalty if you're under 59 and a half. So, for instance, say you cash out $200,000 from your 401k, you're 45, and you're moving to a new company. If you're in a 28% tax bracket, you will pay $56,000 in taxes and $20,000 in penalties. That puts a huge whack on your nest egg. If you achieved a 7% growth rate a year at age 65, you would have hit nearly $774,000. Obviously, that's a much better way to go.
I think a lot of people would agree with you. So tell us, what is your best option?
Okay. Normally, what we recommend is moving it to a self-directed IRA. You can put any investment you want, except for life insurance, into it. It is a far better option. You control how aggressive you want to be, how conservative you want to be. Beneficiary designations are up to you. You have the all kinds of options and flexibility that you don't necessarily have somewhere else. So that's the option we recommend for most people.
Okay. So can you just give us an overall, quick and dirty, what you need to remember when this is happening to you?
Okay. Remember that for the most part, it is best to take the money from your old plan so you control. We're control freaks. We want you to control your own money. And move it to a self-directed IRA with the advice of someone who can set up a true financial plan with your goals, with proper asset allocation using modern portfolio theory, and can monitor it for you on a regular basis. Can look at it, make sure that it's performing as it should, and make changes if needed.
Fantastic advice, very logical and strategic, something we love here at the Incandescent Radio Network. So thank you so much, Sheldon Weiner, for sharing your insights on finance rules, Eigenberger and Weiner's financial news radio show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. Check back monthly for their incredible insights into finance and retirement. And we look forward to talking to Sheldon again soon about another interesting topic. And we look forward to talking to you again soon as well. Have a great day.
Thank you.